Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. The art of tonight's guest can be seen in churches and public spaces in Europe and North America. And St. Jacob sculptor Timothy P. Schmaltz had just returned from the unveiling of his statue, Jesus is Homeless, in Detroit, when he heard about the Fort McMurray forest fires. Making his most recent project a tribute to that city's firefighters, which had been commissioned 2 weeks before the fires began, even more significant. Tim's on the phone with us tonight to talk about his works, especially the Fort McMurray project. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Met by Rain from Nabby's CD, Hibernation.
Sitting cross-legged in the cafe chair, watching the waitress go out to get some air. She's pulling down the patio seat under the umbrella sign. I'm sipping tea from an oversized mug, listening to a girl talk about all the drugs she's been doing to make life seem okay. 4:20 in the afternoon, I laugh to myself, I think about you and when you saw my halo fall with bloodshot eyes. I did what I must, I did what I trust. I called on the wind to scatter the dust. I did what I know would soften the blow. I called on the air to let the wind go. Met by shame. Fighting outside of a church, I couldn't stop crying, couldn't have felt much worse. I'm a writer, but you were always so much better with hurtful words. After a few years, the words came about. Online paper, I wrote them all out and I slipped them under your front door. I did what I must, I did what I trust. I called on the fire to burn off the rust. I did what I know, soften the blow. I called on the fire to let the flames go.
And now to our conversation with Timothy P. Schmaltz. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. Now, you've had a number of your statues, especially those based on Matthew 25, that have been installed all over the place. You've been Detroit, New York, Madrid, Rome. What led you to choosing Matthew 25 as a basis for a series of statues?
I think it's one of the hardcore points in the Bible, and I found it's interesting because it seems to be a blind spot in artwork to represent some of the deeper ideas in a more theological way. Most of the representations of Jesus you see are the perfect Jesus, and I do that myself. I've done so many representations of Jesus, and so I do enjoy doing the perfect Christ the King Jesus. But there has to be room in this artistic vocabulary to show kind of a different face of Jesus. And so it's interesting because when I was downtown Rome after Pope Francis blessed the homeless Jesus, I was just walking these streets, and I thought, how would Jesus like to be represented? There I am in Rome, where there's probably more artistic representations of Christianity than any other spot in the world. And I just really thought about how Jesus himself would want to be represented. And he wouldn't necessarily want to be represented with the perfect abs, with the perfect teeth. Mm-hmm. I don't think he would care. Well, I think he would care that if he's going to have art representing him, it should it should really be reflective of how he represented himself in words, in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what's really what was part of the motivation for me to work through this series of Matthew 25.
Now, how many statues have you done in that series so far?
I just finished When I Was Naked, You Clothed Me, which was the last one of this series that, quite frankly, I have been struggling with for years on how to represent When I Was Naked, You Clothed Me. And I think the catch is either you're going to have this perfect body that, you know, look like the discus thrower, you know, look too much like a perfect body, or it would just be misinterpreted as When I Was Naked, You Clothed Me. You kind of have to have Jesus represented naked for it to work, for it to be consistent with the subject matter. And actually, it was when I was in Rome, and I was looking out my window near the Vatican, and I saw several homeless people sleeping down in the in kind of the street, kind of on windowsills. And I noticed how much cardboard is a part of their life. It's their bedding. Sometimes it's a tent for the rain, but mostly it's they use cardboard. It seems to be a barrier between the world and themselves, in a sense, so they can have some privacy and some dignity. And it was those nights when I was in Rome, couldn't sleep, and I saw how these humans, these precious souls, were so desperate they were using cardboard as the barrier between themselves and the city. And it was really horrific because in the middle of the night, 2 or 3 in the morning, it just broke my heart because I would see rats from the city coming and crawling into their cardboard, whether it's a curled up piece that they'd be using for a pillow. And then the people would stir in their sleep, and the rats would actually shoot out of the cardboard and slowly creep back in. And it was that night where my heart just kind of stood still, that the next day I came up with When I Was Naked, You Clothed Me. Sorry. And it's a human figure. It's a male figure, nude, and the only thing it has is a piece of cardboard that he's trying to clothe himself with. And it is probably one of the most hardcore sculptures I've done to highlight the Gospels. And and that was the last of the series. And the series is consistent, where at first one doesn't realize right off the bat that it's Jesus. Only with the clue of the wounds do you understand who it is. And the great news about this piece is the first cast of it already is being created for St. Peter in Chains Basilica in Rome. That's the church. It's a 4th century church right near the Colosseum, where the chains of St. Peter are on display. And it's fascinating because they asked me to fly down to make sure that the position of where they're going to put the piece is approved by me. And they're planning on putting it right at the entrance of this 4th century church. And what I love about it is it's such a hard core message. A lot of people that go to Rome and see these historical sites kind of forget that these aren't museums. They're places, hardcore places of spirituality. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be confronted with this naked figure sheltering himself with cardboard. And I think that is a very effective way of blasting the idea of the New Testament to the people in Rome. And it's interesting because my other pieces, When I Was Sick, You Visited Me, When I Was a Stranger, all of them have amazing locations in Rome for the first cast of this. And what I love about that is when we think about Christian artwork, we kind of think that it belongs in a museum because really, you know, 600 years ago, there was a lot of Christian art being done. Nowadays, very few, because obviously our society is changing. Mm-hmm. But to have all these sculptures highlighted and permanently installed in different places in Rome, I think is really visually going to shake things up and have that constant reminder of the kind of the hardcore ideas of the Gospels.
And I'm gonna seg from that. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're actually gonna talk about another project that you're working on that's gonna be a little closer to home for you. So let's take a quick break, and then we're gonna continue our conversation with sculptor Timothy P. Schmaltz. I'm your host Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
We're all getting so loose, like an old pair of leather shoes. We're all getting so vain. Can't see past our own face. We're all getting so pain-filled. We forget about grace. We're getting so selfish, like a country that won't share. We're all going so helpless, like mice running scared. Get off of our hands. Get off of our feet. May not have left, but that doesn't mean we didn't want to leave. We're all grown so wild, like a spoiled lonely child. We're all getting so broken. We no longer want to feel. We're getting so violent. There's no place for us to heal. We're growing so fearful. We leave no chance for peace. Let's along in our prisons. We don't want to be released. Let's along in our prisons. We don't want to be.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Help from Hollywood from Nabby's 2010 CD Hibernation. Nabby's also been part of the alt-rock group Medicine Hat, which has just released a new single that's been penned by Nabby called New Survival. I'm your host Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with Timothy P. Schmaltz. Tim, you've also been working on and you've been commissioned a project for Fort McMurray, and there's a little bit of a story behind how all of that's come about. Can you sort of, you know, what led to getting that commission?
Well, it's fascinating because I try my best to put Christianity into my sculptures. 90% of the work I do is Christian sculptures, but even sometimes the process of acquiring a project becomes very spiritual, and this one is indeed something that really moved me. At Christmas time, I started to talk with the Fort McMurray Fire Department, and they wanted to commission me to do a massive sculpture to celebrate firefighting. And for years, I thought, wouldn't it be amazing to have a place somewhere where the firefighter's prayer is, in a sense, visually translated. So at a glance, you can understand the spirituality of the firefighter. And they asked me at Christmas time, could I make a model so they could take a look at my idea of doing the firefighter's prayer. And so I created this model. And basically 2 weeks before the fire broke out in Fort McMurray, I was officially commissioned to do the firefighter's prayer sculpture in a massive scale. Mm-hmm. And the firefighter suggested to me then, we want to put this in the center of the city. And so I'm checking out Fort McMurray, and I'm realizing how relatively small the town is, and I thought, my goodness, if they actually place this in the center of the city, it's going to be the biggest bronze sculpture that Fort McMurray probably ever will have. Mm-hmm. And so my trip to Rome, I come back and I'm talking to my wife, and she says, do you realize one of the greatest, most horrible fires just started in Fort McMurray? And basically, I was speechless because I told her she didn't even know. I told her that I've just been commissioned to do one of the largest firefighter monuments for Fort McMurray. And I do believe that that, in a sense, was affirmation that there's some goodness out of this process for me to create the firefighter's prayer to be placed in the center of, mm-hmm. of the city there. And it's interesting because people ask me afterwards, as I'm right now working on the piece, would there be anything you would change? And I would say, absolutely not. And that's I think, one of the most fascinating things. I could not think about changing anything, because in the center of this piece is kind of the nuclei of the firefighter, and that's the spirituality. That's the firefighter praying. Mm-hmm. And then surrounding it, you, in a sense, have what he's praying about. He's praying for the protection of people's property, for the safety of old lives as well as new lives. He's praying for courage and agility, and also praying for family members. And so it's absolutely fascinating when I actually am trying to put out the spirituality, and then I in a sense get signs like that. Obviously, I'm a Christian sculptor. I'm not going to say, isn't that coincidental?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe that things just happen randomly in a random universe. And now I'm looking at the piece. As I'm talking, I'm looking at the piece. It's wrapped up in plastic, but I'm thinking about how this massive, it's like 7 feet by 7 feet, how this massive sculpture will be done for autumn. And I think it will become a symbol of the virtues that were exercised during this period of time in Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm. And so it's in a sense a celebration of that faith. I know a lot of firefighters from the Kitchener Firefighter Memorial, and instantly you get it that these are very spiritual people.
I was going to say, this isn't the first time you've done a sculpture for a firefighter as a firefighter memorial. There's the one in Kitchener, and I think there's another one you've done as well.
Yeah, I did a 9/11 sculpture for Kingston, New York, that they put in the center of the city. Kingston, New York used to be the capital of New York State, and right there, one of my sculptures is placed in that park. But it was really the Kitchener in Ontario, the Kitchener Firefighter Memorial, that I really felt, how can you express firefighting and eliminate the idea of spirituality? Mm-hmm. And I found it absolutely impossible. So on that sculpture, I do have angels at the base, the bottom part of the piece. And interesting enough that the firefighters on the granite that my sculpture was placed on actually wanted to carve the firefighter's prayer in text right on that black granite slab. And, you know, it's a kind of a universal prayer that the firefighters have that they share, and they pray during ceremonies. And so it's great to have that not just being the bottom add-on, but to have the whole sculpture to be that. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fascinating to be working in a sculpture that's in a sense so in the now, in a sense, right? As I'm sculpting the firefighters and the flames, actually.
Yeah.
Again, this is in a sense real. It's fresh, in a sense, that this courage, this sacrifice that I'm representing here, right?
You've kind of alluded.
Yeah, that's a very interesting project. Very interesting.
You've kind of alluded to a little bit of the process involved, because I think, you know, most people, when they, you know, they see a statue erected, they don't realize there's a whole lot of work that goes in behind it. You did the model mock-up so that the fire the fire department could decide whether they wanted that, you know, that was what they wanted. Now you're working on, I've seen pictures of you working on, it's a large clay, the statue itself is right now is being modeled in clay. So walk us through that process a little bit for those that may not be aware of what you need to do and what you go through in bringing this to life.
Yeah. It starts with I would like to say inspiration, that being a Christian, I would obviously say it's inspired by God. And then it's sketch after sketch where I'm with a pencil and paper and trying to figure out a design. And what I'm really looking for is I'm kind of have my one spiritual hand up in the air hoping to catch something, right? And sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. This Easter I was working on, and I've been thinking about this for years, how can I sculpt love God with all your heart, mind, and soul? And actually, this is the second consecutive year at Easter time I've locked myself in my studio with nothing but clay and time and the hope to give as much visual dignity and explanation visually to that passage. And second year in a row, nothing came. Like, I'm looking at the sculpture right now, it's going to have to go in the bucket, because if someone comes up to it, they're not going to benefit from it. It's not going to be, they're not going to see it. It might be a nice art piece, but they're not going to see love God with all your heart, soul, mind. And it's almost like, I have the clay that I'm working, and if I put the clay in front of that text and I can see that text clearer, or if I can see it sparkle in a sense, then I know my sculpture is great. But sometimes when I take a lump of clay and I start sculpting an idea, I just see a lump of clay, and what I'm trying to celebrate, pronounce, explain is hidden because of that lump of clay, right? But like the firefighter's prayer, where it's essentially from a distance, it looks like the Maltese cross, the Christian universal symbol of all firefighters. And now you see this different scenes of it. You really understand, and you can really, by looking into the sculpture, that prayer kind of sings, and therefore I know it's a good sculpture. Likewise, when I was sick, you visited me, or when I was a stranger, you welcomed me, or when I was naked, you clothed me. You see it. You see that text brilliantly represented. And so therefore I know it's a good sculpture, right?
Right.
And... like when I was sick, you visited me. For 3 years, I was putting together clay, putting together sketches, and everything just kept on falling on the floor. At one time, I had a lamb symbolizing Jesus in a little baby basket. And I thought, no, Tim, this is just getting too crazy in a sense, right? No one's going to get it. You know, the symbol of a lamb. Maybe some people would get it as Jesus. Most people wouldn't. Throw it back in the bucket and start over. Years, 3 years I've been thinking about that, as well as when I was naked, you clothed me. And you know what? It was in Rome, actually, when essentially my heart was broken looking at these homeless people. There was an old man, I think he was a priest, and around 2 o'clock, that would come by and put little bags of sandwiches near the heads of these sleeping people. And he would make the sign of the cross, and that's why I thought he must be a priest, right? Who else would be doing that in 2 a.m? But then I thought, don't do that, because there's just going to be more rats that are going to be coming out of the streets close to their heads. And it was just, I'm telling you, the hours I spent there in Rome at night, sleeplessly, that when I was naked, you clothed me came about. And so I can sit here in my nice little idyllic St. Jacob studio and throw together clay, but sometimes you need that external experience to create a piece of artwork. Likewise, the homeless Jesus. You know, I didn't necessarily say I'm going to you know, do a homeless Jesus to represent all of Matthew 25, which I think that the piece really kind of summarizes up. I was driving downtown Toronto and I saw a human form just totally shrouded with a blanket in the middle of the afternoon in November, right on University Avenue, on the Beck Monument, a big, you know, monument. Mm-hmm. And I just look over and I was just spiritually punched in the face about seeing this human being in such a state, and it didn't leave me. And then when I went back to my studio, I thought, I'm a sculptor. Try to sculpt that experience so other people can be reminded. And I think we always do need to be reminded of our of the Gospels. And that's, you know, fascinating. You go every Sunday, you have preachers all across the world preaching what should be completely understood by us now. But, you know, you still need that every single Sunday. You still need that preaching, those homilies, that explanation, because we humans are dumb and docile, and we need to be reminded that human life is sacred. We need to be reminded of this. It's not like, oh, I get it, and move on, right? Yeah. One thing that I'm doing in my studio right now, I have been doing for the last, I think it's now 2 years, I just completely play the King James New Testament. That was last year. Now this year, on repeat, I'm playing the Old Testament every single day when I wake up and sculpt till I stop.
Well, this is fascinating, but I'm just looking at it. We're running out of time. One final question. If people want to find out more about you and your works, where can they do that?
I think one of the best things is just Google my name, and you'll see some of the more current stuff, my installations out there. Just Google Timothy Schmalz, and you'll see some of the latest news.
Yeah, and Schmalz is
S-C-H-M-A-L-Z.
Great. Tim, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thanks a lot, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Timothy P. Schmalz. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week at 9 p.m. for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email Robert at artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at Selah13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.